Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner. Le'ilay Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
Today's daf is Bechoris daf Chofei. The Gemara starts with the continuation of the previous daf, trying to figure out the time of Rabbi Yisrael and Meshulam and the time of Rav. Why were they both Mako to be Shech the Bechor and also to Shech Tanyantiv? Even though you're Toyolish the Sar. The Mara first wants to say the Heter was because of Dover Shem Miskavin. The Mara says, but Rav already holds Dover Shem Miskavin is Osir. That's kind of the Gemara. It's at the time of Rabbi Yisrael Ben HaMeshulam that it's Oikir Dover Megiduloi Kelach Hayar and they're Mekel Anyantiv. So it's not so clear in the Gemara what exactly the Shakavitari was. The Gemara and haven't been held that if Toyolish Lav Hainu Geiz is but Dover Shem Miskavin is Osir, so then it would be Asra Yontif. Because it's Eikir Dover Mikidula. The Gemara in the Maskana adds in that it's Kalach HaYad. So it could be that the Shaka Vataria was whether it's Kalach HaYad or not. It could also could be, that more seems this way from the Rishonim, the second Mahalach, is that the Gemara, the whole time knew that it's Kalach HaYad. The Gemara is Mechadish here in the Maskana that because it's Kalach HaYad, we're Mekal Yontif. Hare, even Allah Kalach HaYad is Asra Midrabanon and Shabbos and Yontif. So the fact that it's Kalach HaYad itself is not a reason to be Mekel. But what's the reason that they're Mekel a Maskana? Because for Simchas Yontiv, to allow you to Shech the Behemoth, to have meat to eat on Yontiv, you're Mekel on this Isra Drabbanan. So it could be that the Shekel Vataria, there was a Shekel Vataria, is the Isra Drabbanan of Kalach HaYad enough of a reason to be Mekel for Yontiv? Jesus in Tzitz, in Rasul Dehava, Tzitz says that we only can learn out of our Gemara to be Mekel by Kalach HaYad. But by other Yisroel Drabbanon, like Mavacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, then we do not know to be Mekel on Yontif. So you see that it's not so posh to be Mekel on Yisroel Drabbanon L'Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, L'Tzarech Simchas Yontif. That's why the Gemara came out, we need the Chiddush of the Teretz of the Gemara to say that Kalach HaYad is Mutter. What's an afkamina of this? Needed of tesis. Needed that many rishonim deal with this question halacha lemaisa. When a person is shechting a chicken on yontif, and a chicken has lots of feathers, and the feathers can mess up the shechita, so you want to pull out the feathers near the neck before you shecht it, in order to shecht it on yontif. The problem is that by a chicken is more problematic than a behema. So the Gemara says that by rate by oif is hainu orche. There's a difference between an oif and a behemah. By an oif, it's orche, betlisha and bemerita. By a behemah, it's not orche. So, Cain, we don't have the heter of the Gemara, that as we said by behemah, that does not apply to oif. So therefore, the Tesis, the Rush, the Rambam, that it's usher to pull out the feathers from the chicken before you shechter yantiv. Because it's orche. Says Tesis, the Rush, to Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa. You don't want to use the feathers. You're just pulling it out in order to shech the oif. So it's a Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa. So Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa, which is Isser Drabanon, Chayri should be Mekel for Eichel Nefesh and Yantiv, just like we're Mekel by Kalach HaYad. Says the Tesis that no, we can't compare. That we only find them by Kalach HaYad, it's more kal by Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa, which is more chomor. We have no makor to be Mekel L'Tzorech Simchas Yantiv. However, the Ramban argues on these Rishonim. The Ramban was Yotel Odin V'Dover HaChodosh to say that you're allowed to pull out the feathers from the chicken before you shecht it. So the second svar of the Ramban is what we just mentioned that the Rishonim were dealt with. Second, what the Ramban wants to say is that just like we're Mekel Kilach HaYad, which is Issa Drabanan, we also can be Mekel on Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa. By Yisurim Drabanan, we're Mekel for Simchas Yontif. And after Yisurim said, no, that there are levels of Yisurim Drabanan. That was the second Torah of the Ramban. The Ramban beforehand says a different Torah. Says the Ramban, a grace of Yisoid. Before in the Yerushalmi, as we pass on this Halacha Lamais, the Ramban brings us that Goizes is a mesa of chayiv. The Isra of Goizes was not only said on a Balchai, when something is alive. Even after a behemoth dies, if you pull out the if you pull out or you shear the wool from the hay after it dies, you're also chayiv on Shabbos or Yontiv, mishum molechas koisis. Says the Ramban. So now, let's say you're machmir and you don't pull out the feathers before you shecht your chicken. You want to be machmir? Okay, fine. Now you shechted the chicken, but now you want to eat your chicken. Now, at least it used to be people ate the skin of the chicken. Even nowadays, a lot of people eat the skin of the chicken. The skin of the chicken is full of feathers. You can't eat the skin of the chicken when it has feathers on it. So what do? You pull out the feathers of the off of the skin, and right now you can eat the skin. Hooray, how are you allowed to do that? It's Melechus Goizus. What allows you to pull off the feathers from the skin of the chicken in order to eat it? Elamai. It's Mutter cause of Oichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh is Mutter the Melechus. Melechus are Mutter for Tzerich Oichel Nefesh. So also Melechus Goizus is Mutter L'Tzerich Oichel Nefesh. So you're coming to eat the chicken, you can pull off the feathers because it's allow you to eat the skin. So Mela says the Rabban, if Nitan, Melechus Goizus was Nitan Lidochai Seitel Yontif. Yontif allows you to plow over the Melech of Goizus. It's Mutter. Melechus Goizus is Mutter for the Terech of Eichel Nefesh and Yontif. So why is it should only be Mutter L'Achar Shechita? Once you're anyway going to pull off the feathers from the chicken after Shechita, so you can also pull them off before Shechita. So now, can eat them before Shechita or L'Achar Shechita. That's what the Ramban holds. The Rosh argues with this. Rosh quotes the Ramban. He argues. The Rosh says we can't learn from L'Achar Shechita to Lefnei Shechita. L'Achar Shechita, says the Rosh, you have a piece of meat in front of you. So that's Oichel Nefesh. Therefore, you have a heter to go and to pull off the feathers in order to make your food edible. Hashem before Shechita says the Rosh the following. And before you shechted, you don't have a piece of meat in front of you. You have a chicken running around. That's not food. So to pull off the feathers to make it easier to shech the chicken is machshirei oichel nefesh. We paskin, it's machlekes rabbanan and Rabbi Yudin Maseches Beitza. We paskin. And mechshire eichel nefesh she'efshar lasos me'esmoil. There's no heter on yontif, so this is just machshir to enhance and to improve the shechita is mechshire eichel nefesh. That's a machlekes here in the Ramban and the Rosh. That is eichel nefesh according to the Ramban. Anything which is mutter for eichel nefesh, the same exact malacha that we're going to matter for eichel nefesh, we could be matter even before eichel nefesh. Because Eichel Nefesh is matter the malacha. Eichel Nefesh is matter that this malacha is mutter. Pulling off the feathers from this chicken is mutter for Eichel Nefesh. So even before we get to Eichel Nefesh mamish, before it gets to this situation being defined as is in the state of Eichel Nefesh, it's not yet a food, it's still mutter. Because the malacha was hutar for Yontif, as long as at the end you're going to get to Eichel Nefesh. And the Rosh holds no. Then ein lecha ela mekayim v'shaitai. Eichel nefesh only matter when it's in the state of eichel nefesh. Before we get to that state of eichel nefesh, so we can't be. It's usher, even though you're going to do it later on. This is a machashem machleik is to know the Ramban and the Rosh in the inyan of eichel nefesh. The Rosh has an interesting riot to his shita. The Rosh says, "Harvin's riot from Gemara and Eruvin and Daf Mem Zayin." And it says that behemoths were brought from outside of the Tchum Anyantiv. And before that, you can't buy them in order to shecht and eat them Anyantiv. Ask the Rosh, why not? Harei Eichel Nefesh. Why should Eichel Nefesh not be matir the Isra of Tchumin? Elamai says the Rosh, it's right to my Yisoid. That because the behemoths were brought in when they were alive, you brought in behemoths. You did not yet bring in meat. It's live behemoths. Live behemoths are not called Eichel Nefesh. The this is machshir eichel nefesh she'efshar lasos me'esmo, and it's not yet in a state that is right for eichel nefesh. This raya of the Rosh is sarach bir, or maybe even better said sarach iyun. There are many gemaras that are mavur that even edible food that comes mi'chutz la'tchum is usher to eat anyantif. Martin Beitza Daf Chavdalam Beis Chafeim and Aleph. Gemara says that a goy that brings food bichutz latchum on yontiv is also bichtei shiyasu. Before that there's no heter of tchumin letzorech oichal nefesh. Marashon Ksubis of Zion already asks, why is that? If molochas were hutar for oichal nefesh, then huadin, or maybe kol shekin, tchumin, which is more kal than molochas, and Shabbos, tchumin is only asher midrabanan. And even the number that it's asher midaraisa, it's more kal, it's only a lav, it's not a chiyuvisa. So why should tchumin be asher letzorech oichal nefesh? That's the question of the Maharsha. The Chassam Sofer in Tshuvas in Arachayim Simin Kuf Mem Tes says that Adrabba, that because Tchumen is not a malacha, so there's no heter for Eichon Nefesh. The Torah is matcher malacha is Eichon Nefesh. Kol malacha lo yosef ahem, achas yoyochel lechol nefesh, hu levado ye yosef ahem. That malacha is hutil l'terech Eichon Nefesh. Tchumen, says the Chassam Sofer, is an independent iser. It's an ishtar said on Shabbos and Yontif, but it was not because of malacha. Hare, it doesn't have the same dinim as malachas. There's no chiyuv misa by tchumen. It's because it's an independent ishtar, so it was not hutar l'tzorech oichal nefesh. That is the Chassam Sofer. The Amudei Or in Simin Yudalit and the Stipler and Beitz and Simin Chof. On this question, Arichos, this question of the Maharsha, why are tchumen osir even l'tzorech oichal nefesh? But Akoponim, the din is clear. Not an arguable point, l'chera, that in all cases there's no heter to bring peiros mechutz l'tchum l'tzorech oichal nefesh. So how can the Rosh bring a raya connected the Ramban? The machlokes the Rosh and the Ramban is, can I see a behem when it's alive? Can I already dine it as oichal nefesh? The Rosh comes to say that while it's alive, it's not yet an oichal. So I can't dine an oichal nefesh. And he brings a raya from behemoths that came mechutz l'tchum, and you can't shech them on yontif. The Rosh understood the reason is because they're alive. But the chayat tamua, the chayat, the reason is not because they're alive. The reason is because tchumen was not hutar l'tzorech oichal nefesh, and that is not at all compared to our case. Tzorech in gadol, the raya of the Rosh. So we'll go back to the Ramban for a minute. The besides from this chiddush in hilchos yontiv that we learned after the Ramban, that a melacha which is nitan lidochis after shechita, as much even before shechita, the Ramban of the Mavur also a chiddush in Lagabi Ar Sugya. Ramban says the following. Ramban says that he's matir to pull out the feathers of the chicken before shechita is only for the maskar of the Gemara. Why? Well, says Ramban the following. Came in the maskar in the toilish mishum geizesu loy havi mishum eker davar megidulei who told the kaitzer ela toilish menakarka I will call the toilish min balei chayim shum geizesu de mechayiv beluchur. Says the Ramban that Lefidim, because according to the Maskana of the Gemara, the Toilish is only Chayav Mishum Goizes, not Mishum Koitzer. It's not Oikir Dover Mikidulai. So therefore, I can be Mekel to say that it's Mutran Yantif, but even before Shechit. The Hainu, if Toilish, Lefidim having the Gemara, that the Gemara said that it's Oikir Dover Mikidulai, so then the Ramban held that there's no Tzad to Mekel on Yantif. For two reasons. Number one, Meleches Koitzer is not mutter for Eichel Nefesh, even for Eichel Nefesh. Not all Melechas are mutter for Eichel Nefesh. Only certain Melechas. The big Nidan in the Rishonim and Beitza, what exactly the Klal is. But it's a Mefurish Gemara and Beitza Daf Gimel, that there's no heter of Koitzer for Eichel Nefesh. So if Toilish should be also because of Eichel Darver Migidulai, which the Ramban says is told of the Koitzer, then we would not be Mekel L'Torech Eichel Nefesh. And also another reason, that the Svar of the Ramban, that if it's going to be Mutter Lachar Shechita, it's also Mutter before Shechita, that only applies if it's the same Malacha. Or it's Pashut that if Toilish is Chayav for Koitzer, so that only applies when the Oif is alive. A Koitzer is detaching something from its source of life. You pull out something from the ground, so it was alive when it was on the ground. Now you cut it off. So you cut it off from its source of its chiyus. So that's only shayich lachar shchita when it's alive. Sorry, lachar shchita is meleches goizes. If that's not meleches koitzer, pulling out the feathers of the bird lachar shchita, it's not nothing to talk about koitzer, because once the bird is dead, then Nevada, it's not Kaitzer. All the Besser could be is Gezes. So they say to the Rabban that anything that's Mutter Lachar Shechita is Mutter before Shechita. If before Shechita it would be Meleches Kaitzer, so Avada, we can't be Makel on that. Because we don't find the Meleches Kaitzer when you're doing that Lachar Shechita to be Makel even before Shechita. So for two clear reasons, if Talish would be Chai for Kaitzer, it would not be Shech to be Matir. Number one, Kaitzer is not Mutter for Eichel Nefesh. And number two, we can't learn that out from what you're doing Lachar Shechita. Because what you're doing Lachar Shechita is not Kaitzer. So the Ramban is he'll ask on himself, how could I be makel to pull out the feathers of the bird before Shechita? Haretz chai v'shum kaitzer. Says Ramban, no, don't worry. That's true. In the Havin and the Gemara, you're right. Toilesh is chai because of kaitzer. But lefi the maskana, kaitzer is only shaykh on things from the ground. And v'alei chayim, it's not shaykh melechas kaitzer. It's only melechas gozitz. So Mela, the Ramban says it's svara, that anything that's mutter lachar Shechita, is for Geizah, it's already Mutter Mechai. That's the Yisrael of the Ramban. The Achrayin Amar Tamea, the Merit HaGazi, the Minchas Chinuch, and Moshech HaShabbos, Molechas Geizah. Tamea and the Ramban is connected to Gemara. The Gemara, even in the Maskar of the Gemara, says, Havalei Oikir Dover Mikiduloi, Kalachayar. But it's Mefurish in the Gemara, that it's Oikir Dover Mikiduloi. That even the Maskar, it's Mefurish, that the Mechayiv of Toilish is because of Kaitzer. How can the Ramban say that this changes in the Maskar? That it's not Chayiv Mishum Kaitzer. Pellet, it's connected to Gemara. So the Imre Bina in Dinei Shabbos Siman Lamed Beis says Raman was Geiris in the Maskana to have a like Kelachar Yad. He wasn't Geiris to have a like Oikir Dover Megidule. So it's not Lefiza. It's not Mefurish in the Maskana of the Gemara that it's Chayiv Mishum Kaitzer. However, even if the Ramban is not connected to Gemara, according to that the Geiris of the Imre Bina, there's no connected Gemara, no Mefurish Gemara connected to Ramban. But it's still where did the Ramban see this in the Gemara? Where do we see in the Gemara that the difference between the Havlin and the Maskana is whether it's Chayim Mishum Kaitzer or Chayim Mishum Gezes? If you the Pashashat that we learned, the whole time we knew that it was also because Eker Dover Megidulei, which one could argue is either Kaitzer or it means a told of Gezes, as we mentioned in the Shir yesterday, whatever the Isser would be of Eker Dover Megidulei. We knew that that was Usser, and the Shakvataria was, what is it, Kalachar Yad or not Kalachar Yad, or even if it's Kalachar Yad, were we make over for Simchas Yontif or not make over for Simchas Yontif? That was the Shaka Tari in the Gemara. But the Ramban learned that the Fidim Askana, the Gemara says that it's Kalachar Yad. How did the Ramban see from that we changed from the Havamim? The Havamim we held that it was Kaitzer. And the Maskana, we say that's Kalachar Yad. Maybe the Pshat is that it's Kaitzer Kalachar Yad. Who told the Ramban the Pshat is that it's only Gezes and it's not Kaitzer? Very big shayla and pshat. So the Brisker Rav in Stencils here says that there's enough kamina between Gezes and Kaitzer legabe toilish. That Kaitzer, it's darkoi to do it betlisha. A person picks a fruit off the tree. He was toilish the fruit from the tree. And it's chayim shum Kaitzer. Gezes, that is not the derech. Only by Kaitzer is tlisha considered derech. But by Gezes, it's not the derech. So that's how Miskros says that's the Ramban in the Shakel of Tari of the Gemara. The Gemara held in the beginning that if Toilish is Lav Mishum Gezes, so then it's not Urche of Gezes. So what could it be? It could only be Chai of Mishum Kaitzer. And Kaitzer, it is Urche. So that's why it's Asur Anyantiv. Because once it's Asur Mishum Kaitzer, there's no way to be Matur Anyantiv. Since the Gemara in the Maskana, that is Kalachar Yad. No, it's Kalachar Yad. Why is it Kalachar Yad? If it's Kaitzer, it's not Kalachar Yad. Terry says, Bal Karchach, Lefid the Maskana, you cannot be Mechayim Mishum Kaitzer, because Kaitzer is only from the ground, like the Ramban says. Detaching things from the ground. Detaching something from a Bal Chai is not going to be Kaitzer, rather Gezes. And what's only Mishum Gezes, so Mela Kapi Gezes is Kalachar Yad, because Terry is Shlavainu Kaitzer. So that's in the Ramban learned the Shakal Vatari. Says Rei Gishmak, the Ramban learned in the Havin of the Gemara that if Toilish Lav Hainu Gezes, so we could still be Mechayiv Toilish as a told of Kaitzer, because Kaitzer applies even from Balei Chayim. The Maskar of the Gemara, we're not Mechayiv Toilish as a told of Kaitzer. Why not? Bal Korachach, that Kaitzer is only from the ground and not from a Balei Chayim. By Balei Chayim, it's only Mishum Gezes. And if it's only Mishum Gezes, and Toilish Lav Hainu Gezes, then it's Kalachar Yad. That's the Shakavatari of the Sugya, Lefid the Ramban. Kapanim comes out Lahedif in this Ramban that by Balei Chaim it's not Shaykh Kleitzer. That's the Maskar on the Ramban here. And Ramban that was good with the Shaklavatayah, the Gemara by us. But Ali with the Maskarna by Balei Chaim, there's no Kleitzer. It's also before in the Ramban in Shabbos, Taf Ayin Dalet, and in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Zayin of a base, that by Balei Chaim it's not Shaykh Kleitzer, it's only Shaykh to be Chayiv Alt Gezitz. To get to Tzuyus and Shabbos in Kanan Makum to get into that anymore. Now we go right there in the Gemara. The Gemara says that if Rav holds like Rav Yosef ben Meshulam, if somebody Rav Yosef ben Meshulam holds like Rav, and he holds that Dover Shem Niskavin Usser. And then the Gemara brings a Raya that Rav Yosef ben Meshulam holds that Dover Shem Niskavin Mutter. What's the Raya? Because Rav Yosef ben Meshulam said that you have a Parah Duma that has two Cyrus that are black, so you can be told, Gezis ben Misparayin Ein Choshesh. You can cut them off. Why would I cut them off? Right? There's an Isser Midrabon and there's an Isser Giza by Parah Aduma. So what would allow you to cut off the two Cyrus of the Parah Aduma? The answer is that it's Dover Shem Miskavin Mutter. So why is it called Dover Shem Miskavin? Says Rashi, Alma Mishum De'ein Miskavin Mishum Giza El L'Sakein Shari. Because you're not Miskavin for Giza, rather you're trying to fix the Parah Aduma to be Machshir it. So that's called Ein Miskavin. That's what Rashi says. Taisi Tzir Dir Masal Gezes. Taisi Tzir Asa San Rashi. The Ein Zek Ishar Loshon Ein Miskavin B'Alma. Came with the Bekavona Gezes B'Mizvorai. How could it be called Ein Miskavin? Haray, he's doing it intentionally to cut off the hair. Where is the Ein Miskavin over here? So Taisi Tzir Dir Rashi, how could you call this Ein Miskavin? So Rekhi Meger and Gilyan Hashas is Metzayin Teis later on, with Aflam and Dalet. There it's talking about a Bechor Sh'och Zeydam. Bechor has too much blood, and if you don't let out some of the blood, so it's going to die. The problem is that it makes a mum. If you cut a hole to let out the blood, it'll make a mum. And it's also to matel mum in a Bechor. So that's a Sfikus HaGemara later on. So the Gemara is before that there's a Tat Vimekel, because Dover Shem Miskavin Mutter. If you hold that Dover Shem Miskavin Mutter, then you would be allowed to let out the blood, even though you make a mum. So Tais asks, there in Daf Lamed Dalet, why should this be called Dover Shem Miskavin? Hare, you're doing it intentionally in order to make a mum. So Tais brings Rashi, Tais brings Ilema in Daf Lamed Dalet, Tais brings Rashi by us. The parish of Bekudra is the Choshev Ein Miskavin, Mishuv the Ein Miskavin Legiza L'Sakin Es Apara. Nichonam Yehocha. To aim is carried mishum atolas mum, elam mishum refuah. According to Rashi, by us, by the para, would also be shot in the Gemara there. Even though you're intentionally making a mum, because you have a different something else in mind, so that's called aim miskavin. But then Taisa asks, "Umi uyeshu lekayim pesha kudrus ked preciously a perak alakeach behema." Taisa says in the Flamed Aleph that Harei Adaf Chafei. I already argued on Rashi, and I said that Rashi is impossible, because it's not called Ein Miskavin. So what are we going to say, Pshat in the Gemara here on Daf Lamed Daled? Akabonim, we have a Machlekes Rashi and Tesis, that Ein Miskavin. Tesis holds that as long as you plan to do what you're doing, you plan to be making a hole to let out the blood, you plan to be cutting off the hair, to be mistaken the Parah Aduma, all these cases, it's called Miskavin. Kipshutai, that's Miskavin. Rashi holds, no, Rashi holds when you're doing Lestakin, you're doing it in order to fix something, then it's called Eino Miskavi. So what's the Shana Rashi? Why is it called Eino Miskavi? I mean, Tais asks him good. You're doing it intentionally. So the Tzfasemes and the Rishis Bikurim, they want to say that you say it in Isser Giza by Kotsha. Isser Giza, they say, it's only when you're doing it in order to use the Tzemer. You have plans of using the Tzemer, then it's Isser Giza of Kotsha. You're doing it stam because you want to fix the paraduma, or it hurts the behema, all these kind of things. That's not the Isergiza. Isergiza is only for the purpose of the person and not for the purpose of the behema. They bring a makar to this for the din of avoida. Copy this of avoida to mavur in Yerushalmi, in Sochem. There, beginning of the sixth parak, the Rishonim bring it there, that when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and you need to and you need to bring the sakin to the Beis HaMikdash to shech the Korban Pesach. So you can put the sakin inside of the Korban Pesach in a way that it does not make a mum. And the behema itself brings the sakin to the Mikdash. Asks the Yerushalmi, HaKa'ovid Avoida B'Kodshim, you're allowing your behema to work for you. It's carrying your knife. Says the Yerushalmi that because it's a tzorech of Shechita, so there's no problem of Avoida. Just like we find by Parah Aduma, a Mishnah in Parah, which is quoted in Marnei Lumetzius, that a Parah Aduma does Avoida's puzzle. But if it does Avoida for the purpose of the Parah, then it's Mutter. If it's for the purpose of the person, then it does not pass the Parah. But it's for the purpose of the Parah, it does pass the Parah. Who had the Gabi in Israel Avoida B'Kodshim, Yerushalmi compares. The Israel Avoida B'Kodshim was only said when it's done for the purpose of the person. When it's done for the purpose of the para, there is no isra of avoida b'kachim. That is a yusod of the Yushami and the Gabi, the isra avoida. And they will say that Sasemis Narashis Bikurim, we can say the same thing, Lagabi the isra giza. Isra giza was only said for my purpose. I want to use the tzemer. But when it's the purpose of the behema, like to fix it, to make the para do b'kasher, the purpose of the behema, then we would not have the Isser of Giza. That's the Yisrael they want to say in Rashi. You have to know how far to take this Yisrael, what exactly the Gedder of this Yisrael is. The question of the Sfasemes is that the Isser of Giza is only when you're taking the Tzemer for yourself. The Iker of Giza, because you know it's a Giza, le'ezet Tzorech. If you don't need the Giza, then it's not in the Isser of Lois Hagus. That Nusach is problematic from the beginning of the Sugya. Whole sugi here is dining on the Mishnah. Mishnah says that you can be tailish the tzen the seyar in order to shech the bechor. The Gemara said the heter is either because dover shein miskavin or because tailish lafainu gezes. But mavur that beetzem you're not planning on using the tzemet over there. You're just planning on standing tailish it in order to shech. And still we're going to ask her because of gezes. And even if it's not dover shein miskavin, so we could say that Dover Shem Miskavin there means like by us, that you're not Miskavin the Shem Giza, and that's why it's Mutter. But Rashi does not, Tais does not say that for sure. Tais in the Mishnah says, as we mentioned in the share from yesterday, Tais learns that the Heter is only when you actually are in a Miskavin, but if you're going for sure will be Tailish, then it's Usher. And also the Lashon of Rashi is that way. Rashi says in the Chavdal and Beis, Shem Miskavin Litloish, nitlash. Rashi says, you're not planning on cutting it off, just you're pulling it, and if it happens that it gets detached, so it got detached. It's mashma lahedya in Rashi. That you weren't cutting it off lahedya. If you'd cut off lahedya, then it's for sure it'd be aser. So why on there and afchadalam veiz do we aser? And here we hold that it's mutter. So again, the way the Sfasemes says it, that it's totally in that you need to take the Giza for yourself, I don't have an answer. There it's the Harma Furish, not that way, that even though you're not planning on using the Giza, it's still Usr. What would be Mashmat say is, Ksasman Usachacher, that the Vard is a Vard of Lesaki. You're doing it in order to fix the Parah. The Parah right now is Puzzle. You're cutting off the hairs in order to fix it, then it's Mutter. The Rish Bikurim says it in this way, that it's all in Lesaki. The Gemara in Pesachim that we quoted at the Yerushalmi about bringing the knife, so there it's necessary for shechting the korban. It could also be like lesaki. But the moving the hair off to shecht in our Mishnah, so that helps you to shecht the korban, to shecht the bechor. But it might mean the absolute necessity. So things that are necessary, they are called a tikkun. And there's no isser of gizah v'avoda. Shaking things that are helpful, and there would be an isser. We would have to say to Mechalik from our sugir and Daf Chafei and the Mishnah and Daf Chav Dalam and Beis. I'll go upon him. Sheet of Rashi is there when it's Lesakin. It's Mutter because it's Dover Shein. It's Mutter, but the head of Dover Shein and Miskavin. Now, the question is, why is it Dover Shein and Miskavin? The Monashach. If the Isser of Giza was only said when it's for my purpose, but if it's Lesakin, there's no Isser Bechlal, then it should not have any Isser at all. It should not have any Isser of Giza. And it seems that really Taisus holds this way. Taisus Lamaisa argue on Rashi. Taisus learns a pshat in the Gemara.
is that the Dover Shein Miskavein is that you might by mistake cut off extra hairs of the parah, the red hairs of the parah. And so you're Eina Miskavein on those hairs. You're not planning to cut off extra hairs. But once you start cutting, you might cut off some more. You might by mistake cut off the extra hairs of the parah. So that's where the Gemara brings Dover Shein Miskavein. What about the black hairs? The black hairs, according to Taisis, is not an Isser Bichlal. Taisis held that this Indian of Lasakin makes it that it's not Giza Bichlal. And the Eina Miskavein is going and cutting off the red hairs. That's very Gishmak. But Rashim Monashach, if the Isser Giza was not said when it's Lasakin, so then you don't need to come out to Hedger of Dover Shein Miskavein. Then everyone would hold that it's Mutter. If the Isser of Giza was said even when it's Lasakin, then it's not Dover Shein Miskavein. Where do we have this Pshara in Rashi? So what it seems from Rashi is that there's a difference between the act and the purpose of the act. What the Torah asers is Giza, the act of cutting. But the purpose of the act can define the Isser. The Isser only applies when it's for the purpose of the man, not for the purpose of fixing the carbon. Without that purpose is essential in the Isser. You're doing the act of the Isser, but you're doing the act without the kavana of the Isser, without the neshama of the Isser. So then there's a hetero of Dover Shein Miskavein. This does not apply to most Yisurim in the Torah. Most Yisurim in the Torah asers the act in and of itself. There's a reason what your reason is for doing the act. It's of Isser Ves Benoy. You shechted the mother and the child. Even if you're not planning on eating it or whatever plans you have, it doesn't matter. They're asked the act of shechting. Your kavanas are irrelevant. If you plan to shecht, then it's called miskavin and it's Isser. But here Chazal understood that Isser of Giza by Kachim, even though the act of the Torah asers is cutting, but the hagdara of the Isser is only when it has also the purpose of the man, of man's purpose involved. If it's the purpose of fixing the behema, fixing the carbon, then there's no problem. So it's also because of, so it has, so it's Mandamar Dover Shein Miskavein Usser, it's Usser. Even without Kavan, it can be Usser. But Mandamar Dover Shein Miskavein Mutter, so there's no problem. But I said, this is Rashi's sheet in numerous places in Shas. This concept exists in Rashi. Rashi in Shabbat of Kuf Yud Zayin says that when a person is pulls off the skin of a behema, so that the behemoth should not be masriach, that the basar should not be masriach, but not to actually use the leather. So it's mutter because Dover Shein Miskavein. Rabbi Kager there asks, in Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin, he says, why is Dover Shein Miskavein? You're planning on being mafshit. You're doing what you're planning to do. So it seems in Rashi the same yisoid, that the isser being mafshit is taking off the skin, but only with the purpose of using it. How about that you have no intention of using it? So it's the head of Dover Shein Miskavein. Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph, Simen Aleph, Ois Hey, he talks about the Machlokes Rashi and Taisis by us, and he says that they go in Lashitasam, and the Machlokes in Beis Daflam and Gimel. There's a Machlokes Rashi and Taisis when you're doing what you're planning to do, but it's missing the whole Neshama of the Isser. According to Rashi, there's a Heter of Dover Shein Miskavein. Taisis holds no, there's no Heter of Dover Shein Miskavein. It's Miskavein. As long as you do what you're planning to do, then it's always called Miskavein. However, there's another Pella in Rashi. Even if we can understand that it's called Dover Shein Miskavein, but it's a Psik Reisha. Why is it not Usser? Because of Psik Reisha. That's a very big question. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Pei Zayin, Sifkat Yud Beis, brings me the truest base of Friday. The answer will be inside of the Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah, Perek Yud Beis of Shabbos, Halacha Beis. So it's a very big yisoid about psik reisha. Magid Mishnah there is something that makim patish tikkun mono. Says the Chazon Ish by makim patish, the isser is only b'miskavein. B'loy miskavein, even when it's a psik reisha, there's no isser bichlal. In certain isurim, the kavana so much defines what the isser is that without kavana, there's no isser bichlal. Normally, when you're pulling a bench and you make a hole, so the fact that the hole was made by your action, it's also for the psik reisha, because the mice you have a hole that's now a usable hole, that, and we have mesachis that to you and your chayiv. Masha'inkin, by Makid Patish, says the Makid Mishnah. Makid Patish, the whole Indian is that you're trying to make a Kli. If the creation of the Kli, at Kama that there's no, I don't look at it as being a new creation. It's made Derech Agav. So even with the creation, there's no Yisr Bechlo. Says the Mechaserech, the same Yisr will apply to our Rashi. As long as you're not trying to take the Giza for your purpose, so there's no problem Bechlo. It's not, it's a Maisa Heter. That's the Pshat and Rashi. Just have to add on a point though, very the difficult point in Lumbus, that Kol Zeh Zaman Da'amar, the Dover Sheh Miskavin Mutter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Dover Sheh Miskavin Aser, it's Aser. Why is that? Haray, it's lacking the whole Iser. You have no intention of, there's no intention of any Iser over here. Why should it be Aser according to Rabbi Yehuda? We see here a Chiddush, he sees it in other places also, that Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda by Dover Sheh Miskavin, it's even more chomer than Reb Shimon by Psik Resha. The Haino Rabbi Yehuda holds Slashon Lamar and Psachim Adaf Chafei. Rabbi Yehuda Oise Eina Miskavin Kim Miskavin. Rabbi Yehuda says that when you're in Eina Miskavin for something, it's like you're Mechavin. That's the word of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that as long as anything which might come out of your action, then it's called that you are Mechavin for that. So if you're Mechavin for it, you're Mechavin here to take the tzemer, to have tzemer available for your use. Then it's usher, even though your main intention is to be mistaken the para. But because that can come out of your action, that you have tzemer for your use, so that's kilu you're mechavi for that. Shekin, according to Rav Shimon, it's a dover shein miskavi. And as long as you don't have kavana lahedya for it, so it's no usher. Psikresha is not going to help that. Psikresha doesn't mean that you're mechavi lahedya for that. Even the Rishonim that say that psikresha is kiniskavi, it means that b'diyevit it happens, so that's also good. It's a b'diyevit type of kavana. But by these Isurim, by Sias Kli, and by Giza, the issue is only when you're Mechavin Lahedya for it. Just to conclude the point we spoke about, that we learned here, about the Isur Giza by Kachin, it's only when you want to use it, not to be Misakin. So we said Iker Geder is not totally using or not using it from Mechich, from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Meshulam. Rather, the Geder is whether it's a Sakin or not. So right, this is the Rush in the first paragraph, by Petra Chamor. Rosh in Perak Aleph, Simon Yud Aleph. The Rosh says by Petra Chamor that Imaya Sairo Misubach Umazik Loi. If its hair was very long and it was bothering it, Hashaloi Maka B'Makom Sairois. Goyz Zoy the Koyver Aseir. You shear it and you bury the hair. Shloi Nezra Boy Gizo El Mitoiras Hanoa. Abu Belav Doi Sogus Lesei. Kevin the Lesbe Elektushas Domin. Says the Rosh, Petra Chamor doesn't have an Isser Giza. It has an Isser Hanoa. So as long as you're not using the hair, it's okay. But by kachim, if we're in the rush, that have an Isser Giza, so it's usher to cut off the hair which is bothering it and to throw away the hair. So before lehedi in the rush, that the Isser Giza applies even when you're not planning on using it. You're doing it l'tzoyrech of the behema. The behema needs it. It's bothering the behema. Still, there's an Isser Giza by kachim. So what's going on by us by paraduma? It must be the rush held. Paraduma is different because we've done the sake. But as long as it's not being done the sake, even if it's tzarech of the behema, it's always going to be usher. This is like what he wanted to say in Rashi, that even though Rashi also is a heter of Dover Sheh Miskavin, only for the heter of Lasakin. But stam, for you don't need that it should be for the Isser Giza, that it's the use of the person. Even when it's not the use of the person, as long as it's not Lasakin, then it's included in the Isser of Laisagois. Another point here in the Sugya, Mar brings the memory of Ravashi B'Shem Reish Lakish, Laishan Rabba B'Yad. Avo Bakli Usr. That if you Toilish Bakli, so it's Usr. What's the Chiddush? The whole difference between Yad and Kli is Toilish and Goyze. It's the differentiating factor of whether it's Toilish or Goyze, whether it's done by Yad or Bakli. So what's the Chiddush of Reish Lakish? And what's more shver, that in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Ches, they bring down this din of Reish Lakish, that if you do it Bakli, then it's nira kigoyzes. It's mashing that all it is an ishad rabbanon, and midareis it's mutter. So what's pshat? So the Dvar Avram, chelik aleph simin chav dalet of katan yud, brings a raya from this, that the distinction between toilish and goyzes is not whether it's done biyad or bekli, but rather the tzur of the maisa. That when something is done to uproot something, then it's called toilish. Even if you do it bekli, but because it's a tzura of uprooting meikara,
take off of the roots, that's toilish. Shingin goizis is just cutting. It's cutting it in two parts. That's when you're leaving the bottom and you're cutting off the top. That is called goizis. We're now starting the Mishnah. Sar bal mum shenoshar v'nicho b'chaloin. It's machlekes akavya ben mahalal and racham, whether it's mutter or aser. Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir, whether the machlekes of akavya and racham was about shochat or about meis. So the Gemara to Mavur that the whole Isser of the Mishnah is exerid demasi l'shahuye. It's Mavur in the Gemara. So Taisus here, the bottom Taisus on the Amud on Chafeim and Aleph, says you see from the whole sugya, says Taisus, that the whole chash is only a chash derabanan. There's no Isser de'areisa to use this sar of a baal mum shenoshar. Taisus, you might say that this is only because you did not do an Isser gziza. When you're an oiver, the Isser of loisagoyz, that's why the sar is mutter. But if you were over the ish of loy sagas when you cut it, then the sar will be yasser. That's a tzad in Taisus. Taisus brings arrived from the Gemara Chulin, that's not the pshat. And Taisus brings arrived from the Ar Sugya also, at the end of the Sugya, and Daf Chavav, before that, even by an oyla tmima, a person was toilish from an oyla tmima, the Gemara only wanted a hasser, midrabon, but there's no isher de araisa. So says Taisus, we see that the whole isher in the Sugya is only an isher de rabbanon, midaraisa is no isher bichlal, even by an oyla tmima, and even when you did it, be a day. So Taisus is bothered, right? There's a lav of loisagos in the Torah. So why is there no Isser? And even by Pshula Mugdashin, there's a lav of loisagos, as you saw in the second parak. So why is there no Isser to use the tzemer? Says Taisus that the lav of loisagos means to not cut. It doesn't mean to not use the tzemer. Now we don't find in the lav of loisagos. And even though there is an Isser to drink the milk of Pshula Mugdashin, you can't use it. So it says, if you're attacking the Lashon HaPosuk, it's learned out of a different part of the Pasuk. Gemara Darshan's Tizbach v'loi Giza, Basar v'loi Cholav. So the Tizbach is referring to the act of Zvicha is Mutter, to Shechen and to eat, Pshulim Mugdashim. But the act of Giza is Aser, it's Aser to do a Maisa Giza. But Mashengen, the Isser of Cholav is learned out of the Chefza. Paul says you are allowed to eat basar. It's mashma davka basar and not chalav. There's mavur that the iser is in the chefta. That's why chalav is aser. We said the Chasam Sofer in Tshuva, Yeridei Simin Shin Zayin dans that the tzemer that comes off of a korban, if it's aser or a b'chor, if it's aser midaraisa, the Chasam Sofer takes on that it's aser midaraisa. Pesachei Tshuva brings this in Simin Shin Ches of Katan Hey, he brings this to Chasam Sofer. It says that it's connected to Taisus. So it's a mafurish that Isser is only an Isser derabon. The Achrayim Meisar Tamei on Taisus. The Merit Agazi already in Oif Mem Aleph asks on Taisus. It's connected to Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim Daf Lamed Gimel says that a person is mischamim begizei oila. He's moil. He's chayef to bring a carbon meila. Before that he got enough from the tzemer. Before that Isser deraisa. Arte says that even my oila tamima, whole Isser is an Isser derabana. It's a very big question on Taisus. So a few drachim that are running to answer. Let's go with the most simple one, that of the Minchas Baruch and Simin Peches, and the Oila Shleima Yemeseches Tamura, Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. They say that there the Gemara is referring to that a person shechted a behem of chulin, and he had gizim, and he was maktish the gizim l'dmei oila. So he took the money, the mumminess of the gizim has kedushas oil in it. Then avada there's me'ila. Taiz vayas is talking about something else. Taiz is talking about you have a carbon. And the tzemer that comes off of the carbon, that's not the ikara carbon. And Taiz holds in that there's no me'ila. In that there's no itcher de'arais. That's the Taizis. However, the Taiz is still sort of be a rav. Why should there not be any itcher? Hare, the carbon itself is kadosh. When the tzemer is attached to the behema, it's muchach in the Gemara and chulin and daf kuf lamed hey, that it also has kedusha. The Gemara says there that a person is makdish his karbon chutz mi gizoy seha, he's mishayer, he wants to leave over that the giza should be chulin. The Gemara says it doesn't work. Pashta kedusha bekula, the kedusha is mispashe to the gizas. See that about a giza has in it an iser de'araisa. As long at least when it's attached to the karbon, it has it an iser de'araisa. Pakarch Teisolda, that's only when it's attached. But when it falls off, it loses the Kedusha. But that's also Tarech Bir. We find in many other similar things, other parts of the carbon, that when they fall off, they still have Mi'ila. The Gemara in Zvachman Daf Peivav, before that Gidim and Atzamais, that fall off the carbon, they're separated from the carbon, they still have Mi'ila. The Mishnah in Mi'ila Daf Tes says the or, the skin, has Mi'ila. The Gemara in Mi'ila Daf Yibazim and Bez says, Hamak is Dam Lebe Maskotshim Moyalin Boy. Take out dam of the mehema when it's alive, so there's meila, even though now it's detached from the korban. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chafei says that a shofar shel oila has meila. See, all the other things that are attached to the behema, even when they get detached, they still have meila. So why should tzemer be any different? So Mesama Taisis holds that there's a difference in how much they're attached to the korban, what their relationship is to the behema. That other things are considered the gufa behema. They're the chefs of the behemah itself. Masha'in kein, tzemer. Tzemer says when you cut it off, it grows back. So it's an additional thing that's on the behemah. But it's not the chefs of the behemah itself. Loshon the Gemara nidodaf nunhei, that all that tzemer and hair and fingernails are called gizui machlef, where there's some tumas mace, but that they're not as intrinsic to the mace because they get replaced when they get cut off. We see now Kamin about this in Hilchos Shabbos. That hair and fingernails are called meleches goizes, but dam and any other part of the adam that gets detached on Shabbos is meleches choivel, not meleches goizes. Choivel is attacking the person himself. Goizes is on shearing off the added thing on the person or the behemah. That's the difference between goizes and choivel. So meila, that's the nafkamin here legabi meila. When you have the gufa carbon and it gets detached, so it's like cutting the carbon in two. Each half of it has the me'ila. It doesn't lose the me'ila. The isser is still there. Masha'in came to tzemer. Tzemer is an independent thing which grows on the carbon. So therefore, when it gets detached, we say that it's not that the gufa, the carbon got cut into two. Just the tzemer was bechef to something else. As long as it was attached to the carbon, it was tafel to the carbon, so it has an eila like the carbon itself. But now that you cut it off, it lost that connection to the carbon, so it's never really was a chelik of the gufa carbon. So meila, the taste holds that there is no iser d'araisa in the tzemer once it's detached from the carbon. That's the opinion of Taisis, again, that not only by a baal mum, but even by an oila tamima, whole Isra that we have on the Tzemer, once it's detached, it's only an Isra Drabban. However, opinion of the Ravid in Meseches Edius, Perakei Mishnah Vav, where their quotes are Mishnah of Akavi ben Mahalalel, opinion of the Ravid is that there's an Isra D'Araisa in using the Tzemer when it's Nitlash. The Ravid is going to explain the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda, that holds an Akavi was only Matir by Nishrat, but by Mace, it's Asr. What's the difference? Says the Rav, "Rakav Yisaver Loi Gazrinan, Hukalach Hakol Mutter. Avol Heicha the Meis, Tiri Hakol Aser. The Bishochtu the Shari Akavya, the Kasovar. Migu the Ahani Heter Chacham, La Oiroi Ubisaroi Vitzimroi Laachar Shchita, Ani Nami Letzimroi. Avav Bishenitlash Mimenu Michay. That since the Shchita works, Timatir the Basar." Everything that's attached to the carbon when you shecht it. So too, the shechita also works. We matter the tzemer shenitlash michayim. The hainu, the tzemer shenitlash michayim is asr mideraisa, but the shechita has the ability to be matter that. One will ask, how can the shechita work on something which is not attached to the behema? Says the right at a migu, since the shechita has the ability to matter the bechor itself. So it also has the ability to work on things that were nitlash mimenu meichayim. That's the migo of the Ravid, which is, it needs to be understood better. But that's the svar of the Ravid. So it's clear from the Ravid, there's an isra d'araisa even beforehand, just the shechita has the ability to be matir. So that's why the whole thing that we're dealing with in our sugya is an isra d'rabbanan. Because since the shechita was matirit, so now it's mutter mideraisa. But still, there's an Isra Drabbanan because Dilma Asi L'Shahuyeh. That's before in the Ravid.
However, we can ask that Hotenach Ladas Rabbi Yehuda, that Akalyeb is matir only by Shochtai. But Lafi Rabbi Yossi, that Akalyeb is matir even by Mace. Hare, there's nothing there to be matir. When the Bukhar is Mace, the Bukhar itself is Asr Bahanam. Bukhar Bamum that dies, and you did not get a chance to Shecht it. So the Bukhar needs Kvura. Everything is lost. There's nothing to be done. The story is over. So there's nothing that's matir the Bukhar. Then we no longer have the migu to be matir the tzemer. That was nitlash mechayim. So what's pshat that Akavi is matir in the tzemer she nitlash mechayim, even by a bechor shemeis? It's a very big question. So the Minchas Baruch in Simin Pehei says that you have to say that bezeh guf nechleku Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the tzemer is asher mideraisa, so you need the shechita to be matir it. So by mace, there's nothing to talk about. By mace, for sure, it's asher mideraisa, and there's no matir. Story's over. But by shachtai, then the shechit is matir mideraisa. So now there's a machlekes, akavya, nechachamim, whether we make a gzeir to Rabbanu. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yossi holds, then no, that the tzemer is, there's no mitzvah in the tzemer mideraisa. At least of the akavya, the tzemer is mutter mideraisa. So the only thing, even when it falls off, even before the shechit is matir, tzemer that got detached is mutter mideraisa, like we explained earlier, lafi taisvus. That the Ravid has to agree, ledas Rabbi Yossi. Just, there's a reason, das Rabbi Rabbanon, demasi l'shahuyei. That we get into the sugya of demasi l'shahuyei. So, makorchach, that ledas Ravid, you have to say that this guv is machalikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. The Biskarov in the Sefer, on page Nunhei, he brings from his older brother, Rav Moshe, and Grandma Levi, that learned with Das Rambam that also the Rambam holds that there's an Esher De'araisa in the Tzemer. Lashon the Rambam in Paragimel of Bukhar Salah Yir Aleph said the Tzemer is Bisuroi Koi, Bisuroi Oimed, it's Mashon that is an Esher De'araisa. And he brings that the Rav Moshe brought arrived in this Rambam. That the shechita is matir by psul amukdashim. The hainu that even though psul amukdashim have isurim that stand them after they get a mum, it's gemara daf tetzvav. Numerous dinim that we still say that it's bisurei koya, got begiz of avoida cholav. There are numerous isurim that apply even after it gets a mum and after it has pidyon. But once you shechted the shechita is matir. Shechit is matir all Yisurei Kodesh that the carbon had. Shechit is chulin, you're shechting to eat in your house. When you're tamei, ketzive chayol. But that shechit is matir the Yisurim that it has. And the Biskarov says, is the opinion of the Rambam. And he brings a riot from this Rambam over here, that the Rambam holds that the Tzemer has an Isser de'araisa. And yet when you shecht it, it's matir the Isser that it had. It's matir the Isser de'araisa. Again, we'd have to say that the Rambam held that, like the Minchas Baruch says, it's only his opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi obviously held not this way. But halacha, like Rabbi Yehuda, the Tzemer has Isser D'Araisa, and yet the Shechita is Matirit. We say the Rambam in Perusha Mishnayis, in Paragimel of Orla, the Mishnah there that's mavur that the Tzemer of a Bechor is Aser, the Mishnah says that it got its Arv in a Beged, Beged is also Aser. But the Rambam explains why is it Tzemer Aser, says the Rambam, Tziva Hashem Yizborach Shaloi Logus HaBuchor. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that it's usher to be Goizes. The Rambam holds that when it's usher to be Goizes, the Mele of the Tzemer is also usher. We'll see more about that in tomorrow's shir. But that's the Mavur in the Rambam. The Rambam comes to explain why it's usher. The Rambam quotes the Pasuk to explain why the Tzemer is usher. So Mavur laid in the Rambam that there's an Isser D'Araisa in the Tzemer Shenitlash. Not like Taisus. Like the Briskrav learned in the Rambam, in the Halacha, the Rambam also paskins, there's an Isser D'Araisa in the Tzemer Shenitlash. However, in the Rambam in Halacha, there's Ha'ara. The Rambam concludes the Halacha, there in Paragimel Halacha Yir Aleph, in Hechaz Bukhairis. The Rambam says that Kfar B'yar Nebuchos Me'ila, Shaloi Gozru G'zeir Zu El Al Bukhor V'am Ha'ayis Rebilvar, Shein Ebon Rebarn Lekaporo, Shem Yisho Yizonetzle, Kedei Lika Kol Tzemer Shenisho Me'en. Says they only made this gzeir by a bechor and a meiser. the Rambam before said that it's Bisuri Oymed, that's an Isra D'Araisa, so how does he say here that it's a Gzera? Either it's D'Araisa or it's a Gzera. He has to make up his mind. So the Kinnir, the Brisker Rav, understood that the end of the Halacha of the Rambam is referring to what he said earlier, that it's Asr even Lachar Shchita. In the case that it was Noshem Echayim, and then you shechted it, that's still Asr D'Araisa. But in the case of the Bechor died, and that Chilk of the Halacha, and that the Rambam holds that it's an Isra D'Araisa. The reading of the Rambam is a little bit difficult, but that's Kinnir, the Brisker Rav learned. And he said that's Zohar Mucha and the Rambam in Perisha Mishnayas and Arla. At least in the parish of Mishnayot, the Rambam held that there is an Isser D'Araisa. Another Nakud here in the Gemara. We're in the Gemara that the Chashash, the reason we ask Shemid Rabbanon, is Zilma Asi L'Shahuye. You might leave around, you might wait to shechet your Bechor, because you want to use the hair. You want to use the Tzemer. So what's the problem about waiting around with your Bechor? So Rashi says, because you're going to be Asi L'Begizu V'Avoida. This is a daraisa to use even a b'chor balmum to for giz of avoda. So Rav Chaya said, if your b'chor hangs around, you might by mistake do giz of avoda. That's the opinion of Rashi. However, the Rambam, Paragimel of b'chor salach yud aleph, says concludes this halacha. Says the Rambam that b'chor nechal toich shnasei. You have to eat a b'chor when it's during its first year. Before in the Rambam, that the chashash do masi l'shahuye is that you might wait around and not shecht it during the first year. And a Bechor, both Tam and Balmum, needs to be Shechted Toich Shnosei. So that's something. So the Rashi holds that the Chashash is Giz of Avoid, and the Rambam says Toich Shnosei. The Ravid in his Perish on Edius Perakei Mishnevov says both of them. But Rashi here says one, and the Rambam says the other. Right, so we have a very similar Machlekes in the beginning of the third parak of Tumura, and that Yurches Amar Aleph. It says there in the Gemara that there's a Rebbe Lezer holds that a vlad of a shlomim you can't bring as a korban. If your shlomim is a female and it gives birth, so the vlad midraban is puzzle. Dilma osi to legad lebem adorim adorim. If we let you bring the vlad as a korban, you might wait. You might leave it around and you'll have herds and herds of shlomims, and that's not good. Why is that not good? What's the problem with that? So Rashi says because you be osi legiz of avoda, you leave your shlomim around. That it should have more children, and you'll be over the Isra of Giza of Avoda. The Rambam writes there in Perusha Mishnayis that the Chashash is that you're going to come to the Isra Baal Ta'acher. If you leave it around, you need to bring a carbon within the first year, Gimel Regolim, you'll be over Baal Ta'acher. So Rashi is always worried about Giza of Avoda, and the Rambam is worried about things that happen on their own, like Teich Shnosai and Baal Ta'acher. So what's the Sherish Advarim here? So the Rashash there in Tumura says that Rashi wasn't Cheshish what the Rambam said by Baal Ta'acher, because Chazal were only Cheshish for a big Avera, an Avera that you do biyodayim, like Yizav Avoda. That's more Chomer. You get Malkus for it. Baal Ta'acher, they were not so worried about. That's why Rashi argues on the Rambam. And why did the Rambam argue on Rashi? So that the Rashash doesn't speak about, but we could say that the Rambam held the opposite way. That Gizav Avoda is so chomer, the person will do that. To actually be Gizav the carbon, that he won't do. But things that happen on their own, Baal Ta'acher, Teich Shnatsoy, those kind of things we have to be worried about. One of those the true Drachim, Rashi and the Rambam, Rashi says because of Gizav Avoda, and the Rambam says because of Teich Shnatsoy. In Pashup Shad, the Rambam did not say the reason is because Baal Ta'acher, like here the Rambam did not say, like he said in Tzemura, by Vlad Shlomim, that Baal Ta'acher, because here the din applies even to a Baal Mum. A Baal Mum has no Baal Ta'acher, because Baal Ta'acher is only the things that you have to bring as a carbon. A Baal Mum you're not bringing as a carbon. That's why the Rambam said, Toich Shnosai, because even a Bechor Baal Mum has to be in Toich Shnosai, because before in the beginning of the fourth Perek. However, the problem is that the Gemara and Daf Chavav says that this din applies also to Meiser. And the Rambam in this halacha in Paragimel of Bechor Salach Yir Aleph says the din by both Bechor and Meiser. By Meiser, we never find anywhere they need to be eaten Toich Shnosai. The Brisker Rav in the census of Daf Chavav asks this, the Kusha Gedoyla on the Rambam. How does the reason of the Rambam apply to Meiser? Mishal Merashi, the reason is because of Gizav Avoida, satisfies equally to Meiser as it does to Bechor. According to the Rambam, that the din is Toich Shnosai, we never find this Chiddush Lagabe Meiser. So the Emes and the Sefer Rishis Bikurim here, we want to say tremendous Chiddush, Rav held that the din of Tayshnasa, Shana Bishana, applies even to Meiser. From many dinim, we learn Bechor and Meiser from each other. Also, the din of Shana Bishana says Rashi's Bikurim and applies even to Meiser. Last aura for today is in the din of Hitira Mumche. And Rav Asi says the name of Reish Lakish, that the whole heter of the Mishnah is only by Yetirah Mumche. By Lo Yetirah Mumche, so then it's Aser. Why is it Aser? Says Rashi, in Divri Akol Aser, Tavali Ketam, Obetam Akav Yomayit Keramina Lekaman, Tiyarmit Sharit Semer Asi Leshahuya, Shaliyak Rivenu. Number one, the reason is because it's more of a chashash that you leave it over. And Rashi concludes, Va'oid, Kevim to Lo Yetirah Mumche, Kaidem Neshira, because there was, the mumcha was not matirit, so there was no tzad heter. So it sounds like the end of Rashi that it's an isher de'araisa. There's no tzad heter. Kamad Rashi says it's also kamad word for word. Daf chavav mar aleph. The very maskal aser. She says the two things. First, it's aser midrabanan of atzi l'shahuye, and also there's no tzad heter. So it's L'chor Rashi cannot mean that it's Isher D'Araisa, because we don't talk that way. You don't say it's an Isher D'Rabbanon, and also an Isher D'Araisa. You first mentioned the thing that's more Chomer, the D'Araisa. L'chor Rashi has to mean that it's an Isher D'Rabbanon. So, but what does he mean that there's no Hatzad Heter? It's Mashman Rashi that midrabbanon, we look at it like a Tam. Mashmoyt of Rashi is the Rashi holds that by a Korban Tam, the Tzemir is Osram Yid'Araisa. Whole Sugyas here is only by a Balmum. We'll see this also in Rashi Nav Chavav. By a Bechor Tam, it's Asher Midaraisa. By a Balmum, it's Midrabanan. So this Balmum, which is Lehetirim Mumche, is like a Tam. Even though the Mais, it has a Mum. But as long as we do not know about it, we do not know about the Heter of the Chacham, that Mum is considered a Mum. So Midrabanan, we look at it like a Tam. And therefore, there's no Tzad Heter. It comes out that Rashi, Lemaisa, is saying two Yisur Midrabanan. One is that it's more a simple reason, that it's Asher L'Shahuye. And also Midrabanan, we look at it like a Tam. However, in the Raivin, Perish and Edius, first in the Raivin, that the Heter Chacham is needed midaraisa. According to this Raivin earlier, the Raivin says that the Shechita, Migu, that the Shechita is Matir. The Bechor itself, the Basar, and everything attached to the Bechor, it's also Matir the Tzemer. But the words of the Raivin are referring to the Heter Chacham. These are the words of the Raivin. Tekasavar Migu de Ahani Heter Chacham. La Oirai Ubisarai Bitzimrai Lachar Shechita Hanyami Litzimrai. Alpha Bishanitosh Menu Michai. Since the heter of the chacham works to matter the bechor, it also works for the tzemer. That was nitlash michai. More that you need the heter of the chacham. It's mashin the raya that as long as we do not know that the chacham was matir it, so it's asur midaraisa. Heter of the chacham is what actually makes it mutter. Though lechayr all it is a gilui milsa bialma. He's not the one who actually makes it mutter. Born the raya that know that it's needed meikar adin, the heter of the chacham to make it mutter. As long as the chacham is not matir it, it's asur meikar adin. It's a big chiddush, but that's mavur in the words of the Raivin. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.